Edward Cummings joins us now to have a look at today's racing. Morning, Edward.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. How's it in? How's it been, mate? A couple of months in partnership with your old man. How's it all going?
I think it's coming along pretty well, you know. Obviously, top of my list, saluting at Randwick and the JRA was a great way to sort of cap off the carnival, our first carnival in a, or half carnival, as a training partnership. Go Daddy Go, doing the job there at Hawkesbury and the Clarendon Stakes, though not actually a stakes race, was a great thrill while I was on honeymoon. And, you know, we've had a couple of really nice winners come through, a few progressive kinds of stayers coming through, and, you know, a couple of younger horses that are just starting to come up to speed in the trials and in the stable at the moment, looking towards the spring. So, you know, we're all very happy with how things are moving, and the stable is certainly responding to, you know, the expectation that we all have going towards the spring carnival.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, the move to Leilani Lodge that I think happens in August is another one exciting for the family.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, they're working like little worker bees there at the moment, just trimming up some of those London planes in the main yard and fixing up some of the boxes out the back there that have been around for a while. I'm sure James would be a little bit jealous, perhaps, that we're being able to get a fair bit of work done on those boxes that he had inherited from Bart.
Yeah, fantastic. No, it's a great future for you. Well, what about today? We go to the third race, Heir Apparent's fourth up here at 1,400 and drawn the inside. How do you see it today off that last run?
You know, the last run was very, very pleasing so far. She started showing a bit more of the form that we were used to at a previous prep. She seems like, or at least appears to have raced like she was a run behind two earlier starts this preparation. And that's why, you know, I thought the backup today would sort of really have her in as good a condition as she ever has been for this prep. You know, barrier one is obviously a great bonus. In fact, it's the main reason why we decided to go through with backing up. I thought she raced well going forward from a wide gate at Newcastle last week. Jason was really happy with the way she responded to that particular tactic, and I thought she was pretty game in defeat. I think, like I said, the backup will have her in great nick, and hopefully Glenn can get a nice smooth passage on or near the speed.
Yeah, from that inside draw. Roman Sun comes to a midweeker off really two impressive wins at Kembla and Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, I think it would be remiss of me not to mention James and the work that the guys at Leilani did with this horse before he came in.
Yep.
Came into us off of a very dominant win at Kembla, and then backed that up with a great win second up over 1850 at Newcastle just the other day. The 2200, I don't think it's going to bother him all that much. The 10-day backup is probably a little bit new for him. But, you know, the race today sort of guarantees him a really smooth transition in his preparation going forward to better midweek races and potentially Saturday grade races as well. You know, there's a lot of nice racing there for three-year-olds taking on older horses, particularly late in the season, and this is another representation of that.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse, and let's hope he can run well for you today. I just thought I'd grab you. I'm sick of talking to you, old man, mate, but it's good to talk to you and get you on, because you are in a partnership now and an exciting one for you going forward, as we've mentioned, to Leilani. Hope those horses run well today, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Edward. Edward Cummings, and I say that jokingly about Anthony, of course. He's a good friend to us at Racing HQ.